With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and really happy now to be talking with Michael DeCoster, and it's with an E-R, not an A, as we sometimes mispronounce around here.
Absolutely right, Rick. Thank you for that.
Yes, sir. Michael is the he's the executive director of a real gem in Gloucester called Maritime Gloucester. And, Michael, I want to get started. First of all, give us an overview, if you would, please, of what Maritime Gloucester is, where it's located, and some of the things that are available to the public to see.
Absolutely. Thanks for this opportunity, Rick. I appreciate being aboard here. Maritime Gloucester is an educational resource first. We are an educational nonprofit that celebrates Gloucester's cultural history and our relationship to the ocean. So over the 23 years now history that we've done, we've been doing all sorts of different cultural events around our fishing industry, around our maritime traditions. We have a wonderful gallery and museum and a beautiful pier that's loaded up with a bunch of schooners for you to take trips on, and we do working waterfront weekends and fun activities throughout the summer and throughout the year. And we have invested in, as part of our educational programming with the kids, we've invested in an aquarium and a group of, and now we have a new Maritime Science Education Center. So our whole first floor is an indoor touch tanks, an aquarium, and interactive activities for you to bring kids to. It's quite a place.
It is, and there's so much to see there, so much to learn. You've got history of a lot of the fishing vessels in Gloucester, as well as, the nearby ocean itself. You've got displays of the flora and fauna around Cape Ann.
Yep, anything to do with like Skowhegan Bank and our different local inner harbor, and absolutely we focus a lot on our salt marsh. The Great Marsh is a wonderful asset. It's a unique part of Cape Ann, and we want the kids to learn about their ecosystems, right, and
mm-hmm.
their harbor. So when you come to our aquarium, a lot of people, you know, they hear aquarium and they think they're going to see a bunch of, like, tropical fish and things like this. No, we have a bunch of touch tanks that represent our local habitats, and it's just a wonderful place for kids to learn about what's all around them.
It is. It's amazing. I love going over there. Now, aside from the museum itself, which is it's really a living museum, you're sponsoring many activities over the course of the summer, but a really unique one, I think, coming up this week. And maybe you could tell us about the Gloucester Maritime Rendezvous, because I hadn't heard of that before, and it looks really exciting.
Yeah, it's a brand new event. It's a one-time event, unique for this year only. It's Gloucester's 400th anniversary, so we wanted to do something, you know, special to commemorate it. So we're celebrating a whole series of events all summer long. And this is the first major one. It's the kickoff. It is the Gloucester Maritime Rendezvous. We've invited vessels from all over the Eastern Seaboard. We kept it small because we also have Schooner Festival and we want most vessels to come there. But with 8 or 9 different vessels, 42 opportunities to go out sailing, 30 hours of deck tours, a bunch of great events all weekend long. We are celebrating the International Dory Race, the race that happens every year, annual event between Lunenburg and Gloucester. It's been going on since 1950. This is the 71st annual running, and it happens Saturday morning. So we built this great event with our signature sponsor, Gloucester 400. We put this event together for the public to come out, have some fun.
It's a great thing to watch too. And you know, one thing I want to ask you about, Michael, is the weather factor, because almost everything that you're talking about this week coming up for the Maritime Rendezvous is not weather dependent. You know, if it's raining, people can wear rain gear to visit all this stuff.
Oh yeah. It's time to get salty, Gloucester. You know, let's not let a little rain get in the way of a lot of fun. So it looks like we're going to get some good weather, but I don't want to jinx it, and I definitely don't want to predict it.
Right.
what we're going to have is great opportunity for people to see things and get aboard. These vessels were made to be outside, believe it or not, and that's exactly why we want to make sure that everyone doesn't let weather get in their way.
Well, get your oilskins. That's all. I have to ask you one more question, and then I'll leave it open-ended for you, Michael. I had noticed, you know, that the Blue Nose 2 was supposed to be coming, and now it isn't. And for anybody associated with Gloucester history, they know the history of the Blue Nose and original Blue Nose and the Gertrude Lael Tebow. But the Blue Nose shows up often at the end of the summer, too, doesn't it, for the Schooner Festival?
Yes, that's usually when it's coming to visit us. Yes.
Okay, all right, and again, some of the ships are just incredible, plus the Gloucester boats, and I encourage people to go down there, and this is from Wednesday through Saturday?
This is starting on the 6th, 6th through the 9th, Wednesday through Sunday. There'll be something to do. Sunday's a great day. We don't want to miss that because all the vessels, that'll be Sunday morning from 10, roughly a three-hour time period, for about 2 hours during that time period, all these vessels will be out sailing together.
Oh, wow, okay.
And so that'll be a good spectacle on the Inner Harbor and a great spectacle out by the breakwater. These guys, you know, will be running around doing, you know, with paid passengers on board, and you'll be able to have a lot of fun. So definitely go to our website. Buy your tickets. You can, like, click through to the tickets right directly from the website. We made a one-stop shop. Yeah, it's unfortunate that Blue Nose isn't here. That was a weather thing. You know, weather is it makes up everything. And Blue Nose wasn't able to come because they couldn't get off the railway due to the weather they've been having and the forest fires and stuff. But no one is more disappointed than them in not being able to be here. But we have these great other vessels like Columbia and Pride of Baltimore 2. When and if we'll be here on Sunday, and with our local fleet, it's just going to be a great weekend.
Incredible, incredible. Michael, I want to talk to you again during the summer, at least before the Schooner Festival, if that's okay. But
absolutely.
I want to encourage everybody to visit the Maritime Gloucester. And also, again, give me the best way for people to learn about it if they're not living in the city here.
Yeah, go to maritimegloucester.com. Right on the landing page, you'll see all sorts of links to go to the special page we've created for the rendezvous. And you can check out Discover Gloucester if you're planning your trip. If you're not in the area, Discover Gloucester is a great way to find a place to stay and plan your trip and make sure that you know where to eat and all these fun things like this. Rick, I want to thank you for your service. I appreciate this opportunity to talk to your audience, great audience that you have, and looking forward to seeing some of them out there on the water.
Absolutely. Very kind. And I know it's a very quiet, easy week for you, so just sit back and relax and enjoy the weather.
I'm just going to let it come, you know. I'm just going to sit here with my coffee and let it come.
There you go. Michael, thanks so much, and have a great week. Happy 4th.
All right, you too. Thanks so much, Rick.
Thanks. Take care. That is Michael DeCoster, who is the executive director of Maritime Gloucester. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.